Welcome, everyone. Today, we're diving into a visual analysis of Jirikij Jeyalu, a captivating screen print by Jikingu Yunupiengu. As we explore this artwork, I encourage you to closely observe each element as we break it down. Let's start with an initial observation. What stands out to you the most upon first glance? Is it the vibrant colors, the shapes, or something else entirely? Your insights are vital, so keep them in mind. Upon examining the artwork closely, we notice several fundamental components that make it so striking. First, let's focus on line. The artist employs a variety of lines, including curved and thick outlines that define the shapes of quails and bandicoots, creating smooth movements. The lines guide the viewer's eye throughout the composition, leading us from one animal to another as if they are part of a flowing narrative. What type of movement do these lines suggest to you? Are they playful or chaotic? Next, let's identify the shapes used in the painting. We see both geometric and organic forms. The circle at the center represents the nest, a geometric shape that acts as a focal point. Surrounding this, we find organic shapes in the forms of quails and bandicoots. Their arrangement seems deliberate and harmonious, creating a sense of community among the animals. How do you think this interaction between shapes contributes to the story being told? Now, let's explore color. The dominant palette consists of bright yellows for the animals, contrasted against a deep red and blue background. This choice not only creates a striking visual impact but also evokes feelings of warmth and energy. The colors invite us to connect emotionally with the subjects. Have you noticed how certain colors make you feel? For instance, warm colors can cheer us up, while cooler colors might induce calmness. How do you think Yunupiengu uses this color theory to express the narrative of the quails and bandicoots? Texture is another element worth discussing. While this is a two-dimensional work, we can still perceive a sense of texture through the application of color in line. The smooth finish of the screen print contrasts with the intricate detailing of the dots on the quails and bandicoots, inviting viewers to appreciate the subtle complexities of the composition. In what ways do you think texture plays a role in how a viewer perceives the energy and life of the artwork? Let's also consider space within this piece. The overall composition balances positive space, the animals, and negative space, the areas surrounding them. The white circle in the center acts as an anchor, drawing focus while allowing the surrounding colors and shapes to breathe. Overlapping elements create a sense of depth and proximity among the animals. How does this layering affect your understanding of their relationship to one another? Moving on to the principles of design, we can now analyze how these elements come together. Looking at the balance within the composition, we find a more asymmetrical arrangement. Although the artwork is not evenly divided, it feels well balanced, with the weight of the animals distributed around the nest. This instability may evoke a sense of lively interaction among the creatures. Do you find this balance invites you to explore the artwork more deeply? Next, let's talk about harmony. The recurring yellow tones in the animals create a sense of cohesiveness and unity among the elements. You might notice that this harmony enhances the overall theme of interconnectedness. Just as the animals are depicted together, so too are their stories intertwined. What feelings does this harmony evoke in you? Does it connect with your experiences from nature or community? When we talk about contrast, the stark differences between the bright yellow and the darker background create strong visual interest. This contrast draws attention to the animals, thereby elevating the story they tell. Has anyone ever been drawn to a piece of art because of how contrasting elements work together? Think about that sensation as we see it here. Next, let's identify the focal point. The central nest draws the viewer's eye as the heart of the composition. The surrounding quails and bandicoots direct our gaze inward, reinforcing the sense of community and kinship. How does having a focal point affect your understanding of the broader narrative? The movement in this piece is fluid, the arrangement of the animals suggests energy and action, guiding the viewer's eye through an implied path around the artwork. You might find yourself moving your eye from the quails to the nest and back again, almost as if following the movements of the animals. In your experience, does this kind of movement enhance your engagement with art? Lastly, scale and proportion are also at play. The sizing of the animals in relation to the nest creates an apparent hierarchy, with the nest being the most significant element. This evokes a sense of importance regarding family and care within nature. How do you think this change in scale reflects the artist's intent? Ultimately, as we synthesize all these components, we see how Jikinga Yunupiengu intertwines the elements of art with the principles of design to create a captivating narrative. The elements of line, shape, color, texture, space, and form interact seamlessly to convey the stories embedded in the artwork. The harmonious balance of these components invites viewers into a dynamic conversation about family, community, and the relationships between the natural world and its inhabitants. In conclusion, Jirikidzhi Gyayalu is not just a visually striking piece, it is a profound representation of cultural stories and connections. Through thoughtful organization and a vibrant palette, Yunupiengu successfully evokes emotions and prompts reflections on kinship, survival, and the significance of tradition. The thoughtful balance, harmony, and movement within the artwork engage viewers, encouraging them to reflect on their own experiences with storytelling in nature. As we step back from this analysis, consider how every element and principle we discussed works together to reveal the artist's intent. What insights can you take away from this exploration? How might this understanding of composition and meaning influence the way you perceive other artworks in the future? Engaging with art in this way not only enriches our appreciation but also deepens our understanding of cultural narratives like those shared through Jirikidzhi Gyayalu.